Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm JC.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Beth. You might know me.
You might know me because I'm more famous than these two. Beth is back.
I am here.
Obviously, you guys love when she's on the podcast and we're happy to have her.
I'm your favorite.
We are in New York City as we're recording this. We're recording on some new microphones. I would, you know, lie to you guys and tell you that we were independent queens and set it up all ourselves, but I did have to FaceTime Leif to get some info because
the feminism left her body.
Yeah, the feminism did leave my body immediately when I was trying to set these up. Podcast equipment is like kind of complicated.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know for everyone, but I feel like this whole setup, we're podcasting on different mics than normal because we wanted to travel with smaller mics. And I've been wanting to get some smaller mics just in general, like to have for, I don't know, because ours are just like big.
Yeah.
That we normally use.
They're hunky.
They're chunky and hunky.
They're hunks.
But we got some smaller mics and we are currently sitting on our hotel bed in New York. We're staying at the One Hotel. It's been a great experience so far. Let's tell them a little bit about our New York trip so far. We've only been here
for
a little bit.
Okay. First of all,
jumps the gun.
I was like, okay, I want to be prepared. This is the first flight I've been on. Long flight, you know, in a long time.
COVID, right?
I'm like, first flight ever, first trip ever. Yes. First long flight. So the flight from California to New York is what? 5 hours? 6 hours?
Five one way, six another.
Oh, it's six on the way back?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, I was thinking it was six on the way here.
Sorry, but I'm prepping you.
Hold on. That was not 5 hours. I swear it was like four and a half. It was just not five.
It was pretty fast.
It was so fast.
Anyways, I did not know that before. So I was trying to be well prepared, right? But the morning of, I was like, oh, I really should get some noise canceling headphones. I just have regular AirPods. But after a while, AirPods hurt my ears. And I don't have the new fancy ones. So I was like, you know what? Maybe me and Nick could just use a pair of noise canceling like Bose headphones. But I did think of this at 4 a.m. So I was like, okay, well, I can't do anything. We were leaving to the airport super early. So I was like, I'll just buy them when I get there. I'm sure that they'll have some at the airport. Like, why wouldn't they? Because people just need to buy stuff like that. So we get to the airport very early. And I'm like, we're literally rushing for some reason. I didn't know that we would be rushing to get, like, boarding. We literally walked on as they're boarding.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking. But here's the thing. So when you check bags, you have to be there an hour before. And I have, like, trauma from this because I've missed my flight probably three times. Like, Leif and I have missed our flights because we're, like, 1 minute too late. And so, and what you have to realize is that you have to be there an hour, you have to be actually physically giving them the bags an hour before. So in my mind, I always am just like, oh, we just need to be to the airport an hour before.
Yeah.
But it's like, you need to give yourself leeway of like, you know, if there's
being in
any
line.
Being in lines or anything like that. But luckily that wasn't a problem. Like, we were there with probably 5 to 10 minutes to spare. So we weren't like rushing to the last second, but then
it's pretty close,
the boarding happened so fast. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I went through security. Then me and Beth ran to grab the headphones They didn't have the Bose headphones. They just had Sony ones. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, that'll work. They said noise canceling on them. So I bought them. They were $60. And those are not the ones I wanted. So it's like, it would have been if I was prepared to spend the money on the Bose headphones. You know, mm-hmm. I was prepared because I was like ready for that investment. Because how much are they? The Bose ones?
Well, they're really expensive.
Yeah, they're, yeah. They're like $300.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Cheap. Because me and Nick were like, okay, I'm going to buy the Bose headphones. But then the Sony ones, I was like, hey, 60, that's kind of annoying. Like, anyways, bought them. Mind you, I did have AirPods as well. Like, I just wanted noise canceling. You know, in the plane, though, like, in the regular AirPods that are not noise canceling, it's kind of hard to hear sometimes. Like, I have to crank my thing up all the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do. And you know what? I lost my AirPods literally a week before this trip, which was awesome.
Incredible.
So I used Leif's AirPod Pros. He has the Pros. I asked him if I could take them. And then before we were taking off, I texted him. I was like, how do you do the noise canceling thing on them? And then he didn't reply. And like, I just didn't even really care or think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to New York and I get a text. You do this, you have to push this 3 times, whatever. Sorry, I sent that too late. I'm like, great. So I didn't have the noise canceling either.
It's so annoying because you can hear the buzzing.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I'm making myself deaf because I'm cranking the music. Like literally as high up as it can go.
I know, it's very loud.
So I get onto the plane. And also the night before I had downloaded a bunch of this anime that I'm watching right now that's really good. It's called JoJo's. And I was so excited. I had downloaded on Hulu these things. And download means that you can watch them offline, supposedly. Like if you're on airplane mode, whatever, they're downloaded onto your phone, right?
Supposedly. Mm-hmm.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it on Allegedly. Hulu, but it works on Netflix.
Yeah, so Hulu just came out with this, I'm pretty sure. Because mm-hmm. I remember flying a while ago and being like, wait, Hulu does not let you download? Like that's so stupid. So I think it's a new feature. But anyways. Which is probably why. Not to foreshadow too much, but so we get on the plane. I sit down. I start opening a box of my $60 headphones that I just bought, and they freaking have wires. And if you don't know, if you have the new iPhone, a headphone jack does not fit. You have to have a freaking adapter mm-hmm. because Apple got greedy as mm-hmm. freak.
Yeah.
So I'm left with literally just regular headphones that I can't even use on my phone. So like I could watch movies on the thing with them.
The screen.
But I basically just wasted $60 on stupid headphones. And I had already opened them as well. They were not Bluetooth by any means.
Did you just assume they would be?
Yes, they didn't have a wire on the picture. Like it wasn't like they had like wires that I remember. So yeah. I don't know why I would have thought that. I think I just think everything's so advanced that I'm like, why would we have wired headphones? Yeah, so,
true.
Like who?
Sony. Beth does. What? So you're being very
rude. I do.
I'm like, well, you can have mine. Oh, they're not Bluetooth.
So
never mind.
Rude.
They're wired.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm not as rich as you guys. Sorry.
It's like, what losers?
I'm like, you don't have AirPods?
No, but it is crazy that like, even when AirPods, I don't know. It's crazy that now it's not the norm to have wires.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's more of, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's more rare.
Yeah.
You and know that used to not be a thing.
In the defense of wires.
I would say I have some defense lined up.
The mic on the headphone, mm-hmm. on the wired ones.
Yeah.
I always am looking for my wired ones because the mic is so good, like for TikToks or talking or anything.
Yeah.
Do love it for that. And I do like the soft headphones that have like the silicone in them, which I guess
the AirPod Pros.
The AirPod Pros.
Maybe the Pros, yeah.
But also, you don't lose them. Because like when they fall into your ear, it's not like, okay, into an abyss.
Yeah. Literally the abyss.
The pros and
the
cons.
Earth.
Pros and cons, literally.
Also, I will say the AirPods do give me a little bit of concern with like the, what is it, radio waves?
Cool.
Or whatever.
Literally
it's like literally
cancer brains.
Straight to your brain. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry.
And normal headphones don't?
Well, the thing is, it's like the Bluetooth thing. It's like, whatever the science is, which again,
shiz,
not exactly
dude.
A scientist myself, but it's like a ton of radiation because it's wireless for some reason. So it's kind of like a microwave on your head or something.
Oh, incredible.
Not to scare you.
A microwave on your head. Amazing.
Something like that.
That's awesome.
But anyways, you love your AirPods.
Yeah, I guess I'm keeping the wireless. Or I'm keeping the wired.
Wireless.
Just ignores you. I'm like, I don't believe you. Anyways, then I go to watch my anime.
It gets better.
And it's not working. Like, we're about to take off. And so I'm like testing it out. I put it on airplane mode. And then my show will freeze. And I'm like, this better be a coincidence. This better be a coincidence. And so I'm like trying to turn it off and on. When it has Wi-Fi, working perfectly. put on airplane mode and give me the wheel of death, the spinning wheel of death.
Oh, we know that all too well.
So we get up in the air and my plane, or my plane.
Your plane, wow.
I decided to get off and go on my own plane. I have to get Wi-Fi on my phone because it's still not working. So I'm like, Wi-Fi will help, obviously. Again,
you mean buying the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, buying the plane's Wi-Fi, paying $20 freaking dollars to buy the Wi-Fi for, to make my flight comfortable. Literally, that's all I'm trying to do, right, is make my flight comfortable and easy. And then as I'm doing it, it's still spinning. And if you go on our Instagram, we're posting all of our New York stories on our What We Said Instagram, which has been another dilemma. Actually,
what
not
has
a dilemma.
Been a dilemma about that? No, it's been great.
I'm just trying to find things to complain about.
Okay, gotcha.
Part of content.
But what has been the dilemma for real?
The content
that we've
be
been
negative.
Trying to that we've been trying to plan out as we're sitting here. Okay.
Oh.
Anyways, long story short, it didn't work. I could not watch JoJo's. I had to watch the freaking American Pickle, which was the movie, which actually wasn't bad. With
I was like, it did sound hilarious when you were giving us a recap.
We get to breakfast the first day, and JC's like, I have a brilliant idea. Let's tell people to follow the What We Said account and watch our stories on there. So me and you, me as in Chelsea, don't have to do our own stories. Because it's one less thing for us to stress about.
So much content
and
juggling.
Gives me away. Like, just gives away. JC has a brilliant marketing plan. Like, just acts like I'm...
Well, no, I'm just... No, that's... I'm giving you credit. That's awesome.
Like, okay. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You're pulling back the curtain a little too much here.
I thought we wanted to be authentic.
Not that authentic, bitch.
I'm like, not that realistic. No.
Just enough.
Yes, I was
saying...
I was
trying to give you a compliment.
Oh, well, thank you. No,
it was a genius idea.
Sounds backhanded to me.
Thanks. No, it
like,
was...
Like, genius. Greedy, but genius.
I thought it was a good idea to take mostly stress off of us.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, because...
To take the stress away.
We were just talking at breakfast, and I know we've been... Every podcast lately, we just complain all day about social media and our phones. We're just like, they're horrible. But we were just saying, it's hard to focus on... It's hard to just create content for every platform, obviously. If you're trying to make TikToks, Instagram stories,
ending.
Instagram feed, YouTube, and podcasts, like all of it together, it turns into you're not even having fun on your trip. You're just like trying to capture every single moment.
Exactly.
And so we didn't want that. So we're like, let's just take photos and videos throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, we can just like do recaps on What We Said stories because that'll be fun forever.
Exactly.
And it's been so fun.
Yes.
I love watching them myself.
Yes. No,
cool.
It was the best idea ever. The only reason I was saying it's a dilemma because we were just sitting here right before and we were trying to like go back and forth and keep the timeline straight of all of our photos.
Because we like each have stuff
on
our
phones. Like, okay, I'm going to post in the morning. Oh yeah, okay, next happened this. Let me post my photo of this. And But it's been good.
It's been fun. I like this.
What are the other highlights?
Let's just start living life like that.
Okay. What, collaborative?
Yeah, and just posting What We Said stories.
Literally.
Just never
Sounds
again.
Good to me, to be quite honest. Do you know, JC, what the best feeling in the world is?
What is it, Chelsea?
It's the feeling of when you brush your teeth with a brush. Literally, you guys, do not skip this ad. I swear I will find you if you skip this ad, okay? We need to talk about brush right the second. It's an electric toothbrush that will literally change the way you see life in general, okay? You know that feeling when you get done with the dentist and your teeth just feel... slimy, but in the best way possible.
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky. Literally, you can go like this and it squeaks. You don't see what I did because my teeth didn't squeak because I haven't brushed my teeth yet. But as soon as I get done with my brush,
which we brought to NYC with us, might we add.
And before you jump the gun and like, I don't need a new toothbrush, you need to see a photo of this toothbrush.
Very
sleek. So chic, sleek, and beautiful. And it works like a freaking charm.
Comes in lots of colors. Mm-hmm. I need to get the pink one.
You do need
we
the
both
pink
have,
one.
Black, but you know.
They have a pink one. It's very cute.
It has 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. One that I find really interesting and I love is the tongue one.
Yes.
It can brush your tongue really well, which is very important for your oral health. 4-week battery life, magnetic charging stand, compact travel case.
Which I will say, traveling with it has been absolutely amazing because I brought it here to NYC and it just has a very sleek travel case, which I slid into my carry-on with the toothbrush and the removable head. And you don't have to charge it.
Yes, it's amazing. It also has a sleek design, like Chelsea said. It has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design and comes in trend-driven seasonal colors and looks great on your bathroom counter, of course.
You can get 15% off your brush toothbrush, you guys. 15% off. your Bruch toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use the promo code WHATWESAID at Bruch.com. That's 15% off using the promo code WHATWESAID at Bruch.com.
Go check it out.
Beth, what has been your favorite part of this trip so far?
Favorite?
First, are we toxic?
No, not at all. What? You want me to say yes?
Are we toxic to travel with? I'm like,
no, not at all.
This is our first time traveling with Beth. Yeah. It's even my first time traveling with Beth.
It is shocking because I spend literally every single day with you guys.
Yeah.
Like, and even on the weekends, like weeknights.
Don't put that mic away from your face. I'm hearing things go in and out of
there. Sorry, guys.
Just keep it right here.
I'm a podcast newbie, okay? So I need my
mom and head, honestly.
Yeah, literally. Cool.
You're done.
Amazing. So anyways. Okay, wait. Instead of a best, can I say
the worst?
Now me best, just
which
complaining.
Which I don't have.
No,
can
I was going to
say my worst fart.
Oh, what? Worst farts?
Fart. I said fart.
Incredible.
Ew. Gross. We're girls. Don't do that.
No, but can we talk about like in an airport, like how just rules of society go out the window? Just like one that I'm willing to spend $25 on literally a coffee because I'm like just trying to survive. I'm literally. Like, I need caffeine. Like I will literally pay any price. Yeah. I will cut anyone. Yeah. I will do anything I have to do.
It's also true.
Literally any food for breakfast. I'm like literally cake for breakfast. Perfect. Sure. I just need something.
It's
it doesn't even matter, you know?
I know. And it's so weird because we were even talking about this. 6 hours is actually not that long to go without food in reality. I mean, we sleep for like
We sleep
eight
for
hours.
Eight minimum.
6 hours is not absolutely crazy to go without food if you eat right before you eat right after.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you feel like you will be in the sky for 10 years.
Oh my gosh. My and greatest fear, I think, is not having food available.
Selfish.
Uh-oh.
And went and got snacks without me. Didn't tell me and didn't get me any. So I'm alone. I'm trying to save our spot. They both come back with snacks and water, coffee.
Okay, but in our defense, we literally had no idea that was your plan. I thought that you would be, honestly, I thought you would be off buying your own stuff and then we would
she
all
thought
just
you'd
meet
be
there.
I was trying to be selfless. I went straight. Okay, let me give you the breakdown. I have TSA pre-check and I had the...
Interesting.
Interesting how
so
I was
selfless.
Carrying all of the podcast gear and all of the tech gear.
Interesting how that would not have been the case
pounds.
If you got us TSA pre-check.
I would just like to say that
rolled
that
it
I
with
bought
you.
Snacks for everybody, okay?
I also went to the checkpoint and asked, can my friends come with me? Where he said, did they take the whatever and enroll in TSA pre-check? And I said, well, no, because I'm being honest. He said, no, I'm sorry, they can't. I said, okay, I'm sorry. And
well, we love an honest queen.
Yeah, and the reason I went through TSA is because I knew it would be a nightmare to take, first of all, I have like
all
six coats on, and then I have to take all the mics out of the things. Because I had to wear my massive puffer coat. I didn't want to pack it.
Wait, so one?
Yeah, okay, so it was one, but it's equivalent to six because it's so thick.
Yeah.
She's thick. So that's why I went through TSA, and then I booked it to the terminal to save a spot because there was like,
no
even
seating.
When I got there and you can't sit in certain spots because you have to be farther apart. So I was saving us a seat and I just see them come through with their headphones, coffee, water. And I'm like, oh,
well, to be fair, I spent $130 and used none of it. So,
okay.
Incredible.
Yeah. We were boarding and I'm like, okay guys, now at this point, I just sat alone, sat alone.
The funniest part
What?
The funniest part is, I don't even remember.
We're standing, me and Beth are standing in line like, me and Beth have no clue that that's what you're doing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We genuinely see you and we're like, oh, like she probably has got her stuff.
Meanwhile, I think you guys are held up in security.
Also, we did kind of get held up. Like we were in security for a long time.
It was a long line.
So
being
I
in the plebeian
you got
line.
There fast and like got your stuff and was sitting there.
Oh, but
because it's a million
part,
pounds. Yeah, so I didn't want to get up.
JC's sitting there. She's like waving to us. And I just like
happily wave back. Like, hey, we're here.
I just waved back.
Yeah.
And we just don't even look at her.
Literally so rude. And then I call them. They're in line to get themselves breakfast.
No, she kept,
oh,
she kept waving.
I quit. I'm like,
you just kept waving
me
back. And then we'd stop and we'd look at you and you'd wave again.
I call. I'm like, are you getting breakfast? She's like, yeah. I'm like, can you get me something? I'm starving. And then I'm like, oh, this is the other part. I'm like, I just need a water. Like, that's it. I'm like, I don't care about food. She's like, do you want a banana? I'm like, sure, give me a banana. Water is the main thing, though. I'm so thirsty. Comes back. I'm like, okay, did you? She's like, all I had is a banana. I just got pistachios. I'm like, that's fine. Did you get me the water? She's like, ooh. No water.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm literally crying.
Anyways,
that was just a flight.
Yeah. We literally have not talked 1 second about New York.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Like this gray city.
I know. It's been super gloomy.
Yeah, we look at the weather app. Just in true fashion. We look at the weather app.
Literally, we only
We get here Tuesday. Tuesday. Leave Saturday. Tuesday, cloudy. Wednesday, rainy. Friday, more rainy.
Saturday,
skip snowing. Thursday. Oh, Thursday. Thursday, rainy. Friday, snowing.
Yeah. Saturday, full sun.
Full sun the day we leave. Day we and leave. Then the rest
Sunday,
of the time
Monday,
after,
Tuesday,
65
Wednesday?
And sunny.
Yeah, 65 sunny.
Incredible.
While we're here, 30.
Also, can we remember the fact that 2 days before we got here, also 65 and sunny? Even yeah. 70. Like, everyone was posting,
literally,
like, in t-shirts and sunny, gorgeous weather. And then we get here, snow every day.
Amazing. Like, thanks, New York. Love you, babe.
It's been fun to dress for winter, though.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of our summer.
Yeah, what else can we say positive?
Yeah, we gotta find a silver lining.
Okay, well, let's say the positives, because this hotel is amazing.
Hotel's incredible. Amazing.
We walked in,
JC's,
and I'm like,
puffer coat is really cute.
JC's puffer is mm-hmm. so cute. Mm-hmm. Go use the swipe up link.
Unfortunately.
Sold out?
No, I'll get into it later. What? No, I won't. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Lily leaves us hanging.
She gets the biggest news ever, but mind. I won't say it.
This hotel is
unreal.
Amazing.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. We usually stay at Public Hotel, which is super pretty, but it's like very small rooms.
Tiny.
And we knew for a fact with three of us, we're like, there's not a chance we
and
can stay in that
room.
All
of our luggage?
No. Because even with Chelsea and I, we can barely fit our stuff. But you
know
what we did.
If people have not been to New York, like if you haven't visited, every hotel is
tiny.
Yes. Like you have no idea. Teeny shoebox.
It's so small. But what we did smart this time, well, we got a bigger room because Beth's here and she has her own bed as well, which is nice. But also, I'm proud of us because we got here right away and we hung all of our clothes up and we put all of our clothes in drawers because luckily they have like quite a bit of space.
Yeah,
storage
space. Closet size.
So that has been so nice because our hotel room is actually, you can walk around in it and it's actually pretty clean.
Usually when we come to New York, especially in public, because there's no closets or anything, our suitcases are on the floor open the entire trip.
Yeah.
And we're like constantly digging
and
for
just
clothes
crap everywhere,
and accessories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also for clothes here, the thing that I will say that I'm not complaining about, I'm proud of myself. I picked out my outfits so specifically so I would have no extras. Because
sometimes
I just throw extra stuff in. Yeah, I'm like, well, maybe I'll wear this shirt with these pants or whatever, whatever. But I planned out like my outfits to the T.
That's really
like,
what you got to do.
Accessories,
when you travel.
What earrings I'm going to wear, what things I'm going to wear with that outfit. And I felt like I could pack so light compared
so smart.
To like previous years when I was just like throwing shiz.
Yeah,
in
you're like,
here
I might need this. This could be good.
Yeah.
But then you end up with five shirts that you're not wearing. Like,
exactly.
You don't need them. Yeah.
But and then I'm like, wait, I don't have a jacket. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was really smart.
That was smart. I was going to say, actually, I'm like, yeah, you can't do that. I'm like, I kind of did that a little bit. I mean, I definitely did plan out my outfits, but I did throw in a few extras, which have actually come in handy already. So
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No, it's good to throw in a couple extra things, like, you know, every once in a while. But I'm saying your main, if you're like, one of my outfits, I'll wear this or maybe this, but maybe this. Like,
yeah, you can't
have
that.
Options for some of them. Sometimes
especially
it's too much
when you're going somewhere cold because the coats are so
they take
up
so much
space.
So much space.
But no, real talk, it's been super fun. We've
so
had
fun.
A lot of fun and it's been great. And we still have a few more days.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Wait, Beth did not say the best part of the trip yet.
Oh, shiz.
I thought you did.
Well, I was kind of going for the worst.
Oh, yeah. She's
no,
the worst.
Just the airport thing.
I didn't know we were going to come back to me on that.
Yeah.
Can't think of a single positive thing to say about us.
Cool. About us? She wants to be a compliment about
literally,
us.
Literally, it becomes so personal. The question's like, what's the best thing about New York?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, cool.
What's your favorite thing about me, Beth?
One nice thing about me? Fired.
So you're really not going to say anything?
Oh, sorry. Okay,
still,
anyways. No, actually, it's been so much fun. I mean, I just like hanging out with you guys. Like, we don't, it's like fun. It's like, you know, when you're
like,
dating.
Like, yes, a compliment.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, when you're dating a boy or girl, whatever, when you're dating, and it's like, you know, you get to the point where it's like, oh, you don't want to leave them when, like, at the end of the day. Like, that's how I feel about you guys.
Aww.
I'm in, like, my dating phase
Wait,
where
that's
it's like,
cute.
Oh, I don't want to
so
leave
cute.
You guys the end of the day. I just have so much fun, and hopefully we can just get married so I can live with you forever.
Oh, like, that's cute, actually.
That is really cute. That's very sweet.
Oh,
that is
awesome. Sweet. See, I have sweet things to say.
We'll be married soon. Don't you worry.
Nice.
Don't you worry,
James.
Babe.
We're going to take a quick break to tell you guys about our sponsor for today's episode, Curology. So make sure you guys stick to the end and no skipping because we have an exclusive offer for you as usual. I used to think that my skin was literally just destined for, I just thought I was doomed because my skin was acting an absolute fool. I had a lot of acne in mostly my chin area and dry skin.
It was pretty bad.
Cool. It very, just a lot of redness and irritation. And I started using Curology and it treated my acne and completely changed my skin for the better. I actually went off of Curology per se. I don't know if you say off, but I was using other products just because it's a part of my job, obviously, is to try a bunch of skincare. And I've recently started using it again because it just works so freaking well. And so I went back to it. It's that good. Whether you're trying to take control of acne or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs.
Personally, I'm targeting my fine lines from years of sun damage that I've gotten, and I've noticed a big difference over the last couple months of using them. So this is how it works. To get your treatment plan, you start by answering some questions online about your skin and sending in a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, your fine lines, dark spots, and anything else you know, maybe of a skin concern to you. Then Curology sets you up with a personalized treatment plan and ships your custom formula right to your door. I love how simple this process is. I use a cleanser and then I have a serum that I put on at night only. And then the moisturizer is my absolute favorite. I actually also put it on my hands because I got to keep my hands looking nice as well. And my skin has been so clear, and I tend to have more oily skin, but I've noticed that I've had like a better balance of oil reproduction too, especially when the weather's changing all the time, literally every day. I also recommended Curology to my little brother. I was like, you've got to get on this. You get a free trial when you use, you know, the when you go with the link. And my mom was just telling me the other day, she was like, he loves Curology so much. It's helped his redness and his puffiness go down more than anything else that he's ever tried.
Amazing. So take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/whatwesaid for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/whatwesaid to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details. Okay, should we get into the secrets?
Yes. I don't think we told them.
No.
That we're doing.
We never do that.
Secret. We're going to read your secrets and react to them. Basically, confessions. We've done secret confessions. Have we done it multiple times?
Yeah.
Really? We did it a long time ago, like a year ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so crazy and shocking, but really fun to react to. So we're like, we're trying to think of a fun little subject we
could discuss. I love secrets.
So
I love knowing people's secrets.
I did screenshot a few people that had emailed. And then Beth, you have some that you screenshotted too.
Oh, I've got plenty.
And I did nothing. Okay. I'm here to react.
Anyone have any secrets?
Yes.
Anybody?
Oh, we're talking about us?
Yeah. Anyone here have any secrets?
Yeah. I'm wondering if anyone in this room might have, you know,
really, pointed
something like along the lines of, you know, family secrets, anything of
that. Interesting.
You know,
now that you mentioned that, something does sound really familiar.
Something does come to mind.
No, I was
only
just...
if you're comfortable and willing.
Only if this person that may have a secret is comfortable sharing
anybody
such
in the room?
A secret.
No, I was telling JC and Chelsea last night about just some of my, you know, family secrets or whatever. And maybe you guys know this, maybe you don't know this. I have no clue, but I am basically a secret child that.
Sheesh, I didn't know we're going there. We're dropping the bomb. Okay.
We're open.
You know, basically, I found out when I was like too old that my dad had been previously married and had, you know, kids and a whole other family, and the other family doesn't know I exist.
Still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a current family secret.
It's crazy. It's been crazy.
Maybe
I'm 26.
Maybe we'll dive into it all someday because it's...
JC wants me to do a documentary.
And you tell absolutely
her
should.
That you, everyone go and tell her you should because you guys like, no, you don't even understand.
No, you don't know. I know. I was like,
it's so deep and like just one day... I think we will be able to talk about it.
One day I will give you... You know what? I will give What We Said podcast the full exclusive.
You'll be the
better.
First to know.
I would love that.
After this episode, people are going to be messaging you at the wazoo.
I was going to say, you might be cautious because people will literally hound you after this.
Please tell us.
But you
so true. But the good thing is we've tried to research everything we can and we can't find anything helpful.
Yeah.
True.
So we've been doing some
detective work.
Detective, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But first of all, to everyone listening, respect Beth's privacy. You know, don't hound her for information because this is her real life. But she does have a pretty crazy just like life story. So we'll dive into it all when the time is right. But thanks for dropping that bomb on us.
You're welcome. That's, I gave you a little teaser.
Just a little taste. Just a little taste to keep us interested. Okay. Do you have
more
some
where that came from?
Yeah. Read us all of them. I'm ready.
Okay. The nice thing is these are pretty short because we did it as a question box. So let's just jump right in. Okay. So this person said, I had a crush on the dad of the kids I nannied.
I feel like that's kind of common.
I know. I feel like I hear that. That's like what's that movie? Crazy Stupid Love?
Oh, yeah.
That's such a good movie. Yeah.
She's the babysitter. He has a crush on her, though. The babysitter.
No, the babysitter has a crush on the dad.
Oh, that's right.
That would be creepy.
Yeah. But and the little boy had a crush on her.
Oh, the little boy, yeah, had a crush on her, yeah.
It was like all a full circle thing.
Yeah.
That is such a good movie.
Such a good
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone together. Yeah. Iconic.
Icons.
An iconic duo.
They're so good.
Wait, have you guys seen Easy A?
Of course. No, I don't think I have either.
And I saw that it was on the plane and I was going to watch it, but then I just didn't. But is it worth, like, is it a really good movie or just kind of like whatever?
I don't know. I feel like everything from the 2000s is like cheesy. You know what I mean? But like in a fun way. So I think it's good. I don't know that I'd classify it as like the best movie ever, but I think it's good. It's like, I don't know. It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So I was curious. I was like, maybe I should watch that. But
I think it's funny.
Let's watch it tonight.
Please get my socks.
Also, like, okay, the way you were bending it.
Okay.
They are completely upside down.
Really upside down.
Oh, sorry, continue with the secrets.
Okay,
people
next
listening
secret
are like, cool story about the socks.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is better.
Time cool.
Okay, Chelsea.
Chelsea, please.
Wait, would you guys want video of us podcasting?
Yes.
Oh, swipe, you're asking up the people or us? Yeah.
To see what the sock looks like?
If you guys could see me right now, you would say no.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Okay, so move on.
Okay, this person said, I made out with my stepbrother when we were teenagers.
No.
Teenagers?
Wait, your steps?
Stepbrother. So that was fine. No blood. No blood. But also,
Clueless who? Clueless has entered the chat.
Wait, is that what they do in Clueless?
Have you not seen Clueless?
Of course I have. Why do I not remember this?
You know what? Let's stop doing that. Like, have you never?
Oh my gosh, you haven't seen that?
I know.
You've never heard that song?
It's so annoying.
It actually is so rude. Like,
it is.
I feel like I have not seen a lot of classics. And anytime you're like, I haven't seen Legally Blonde. Like,
but the thing is, like, I'm so that person who's like, you haven't seen that?
Yeah,
so
I do that too. It's like, oh, dang, you should really see it. It's so good. Like, maybe let's change. What is happening outside?
I don't know if you guys can hear it, but there's just like a alarm going off or what is that?
A tornado warning? Amazing.
No, I think it's just like a, what's it called? Fire truck. Thing.
Well, somehow it's like not phasing me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Anyways. It's fine.
Okay, but back to the stepbrother thing. That is tricky because it's like, what if your stepbrother's really the hottest guy in the
kiss
world?
Kiss him.
Oh, okay. Do it. Nice.
I mean, you guys aren't related.
Yeah, but you got to live together on one house.
That's true.
For the rest of who knows how long they're married.
That's
wait,
true.
Maybe forever.
What if you actually fell in love with your stepbrother? It's like, wait, you literally have
Clueless.
No relation.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's Clueless.
Is that
have
Clueless?
You seen Clueless?
Yes, but I have to admit.
That? You fell asleep?
I saw it on a plane and I think I fell asleep.
We should rewatch
it. Yeah, it's her and her stepbrother, and she like has a big crush on her stepbrother at the end. They like literally kiss.
Wait, you're kidding.
Yeah. Why did I not realize that was her stepbrother?
Yeah.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah,
movie?
Paul Rudd. If your stepbrother's Paul Rudd?
Is that your type?
It's like those memes. It's like, this is your sister walked into the like kitchen looking like this. What are you doing?
Your sister?
Oh, you're kidding.
That's
ew.
Repulsive.
Something like that. Ew. It's like, it's supposed to be like gross. Giving me nothing to work with.
Okay, yeah, why do you want me to react? I'm like, that's awesome.
No, just say no. I haven't seen it. Sounds
I said
fun.
No. I have, okay, sounds fun. Sounds hilarious.
Okay, on to the next one. I never wash my hands after I go to the bathroom.
Ooh,
Not too shocking. Depends. You know what? In a public place.
You know what?
Absolutely.
Stop washing away your microbiome. That's what I have to say.
You want
to
lick the toilet seat?
My microbiome can handle it.
Wow. She's confident. She's confident in her gut.
I think definitely in public places, I'm not down for that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're not
at home. It's
at
like
home, it's your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends.
Well, she didn't say never. I'm so sorry. She said never washes her hands.
She's like so against it.
I'm actually part of the problem. Next. I sucked my thumb till I was 15. Big girl moves.
15. Whoa.
I mean, it's comforting. Did you guys suck your thumbs when you were kids?
Did
not
you?
At all as a kid.
Wow.
When I was really little, like literally 6 months old, I would suck my toes.
I'm sorry.
I think all babies do that.
Like, and that's why I have a foot fetish. I would suck my toes.
When you're like a baby, you never see babies do that? They like, they're just like this, and they just like put their feet in their mouth. Like they're just like, oh, sorry,
Beth,
my
please.
Sorry. I pulled the mic away from my mouth.
A million miles away.
Just full on doing acrobatics.
Sorry. No, it's okay. It's good.
Anyways, okay,
no,
let's
I've
move
seen
right
that.
On.
It just sounds like the phrase that. Suck your toes. Like, it's just going to be a no from me. But I know what you
I
mean when babies do that. That.
Like, suck I would the jam put my between baby your toes. Foot in my mouth. Like,
yeah. My baby foot.
I'm trying to make it sound not so like
no,
it's disgusting.
It's okay.
It's fine. We don't judge you.
When you're a baby, just do whatever you want, okay?
Yeah, babies.
Do whatever you want. I'm married with a baby. And love being checked out by guys.
Married with me. Who doesn't like
I
being checked
say,
out by guys?
I just feel like...
It's like that one guy that walked by me today was like, cool hat. It's like, who doesn't love a compliment?
I was going to say, it just feels
I mean,
good.
Maybe like loves getting checked out like in a creepy way, but it's like it's, if someone's hitting on you, it's flattering.
I would say, I take it as a compliment. I'm like,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Doesn't have to
respect.
Be like... Are you acting upon it? Are you acting upon it? That's a problem.
Can we talk about how some guy, super muscular like guy... It slid into my DMs and is like, hey, like, you're one of the first people I followed on TikTok and blah, blah, blah. He DM'd me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was just wondering if you would be willing at all to, like, mentor me in any way, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
Just goes on and I, like, look at his profile. I'm like, no.
We're like, sure, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Mentor.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, okay,
I was
mentor.
Like, wow, that's so nice. What a comment. I'm like,
no, yeah. It
not
was
tracking.
Not the vibe, okay? And so I didn't reply, obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't even open the message. Gets another message like the next day.
Oh no.
By the way, I'm not hitting on you in any form or fashion. I'm gay. I'm like, cool, hit to my ego.
By the way, I don't
like,
think
I
you're
I was getting hit on.
All.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, just to make it clear,
just
you are not attractive.
Clear, you are Haney.
Yeah.
Like, cool, you really had to go there?
Yeah. Like, I was, you know, my head.
The chance of me being attractive
big, so.
To you.
A little too big.
Yeah.
Off with her head.
Off with
Wait,
her
I
head,
have some,
honestly.
I have a few like
yes.
longer ones. Should I read
Hit
them?
Hit us with an email.
Are we going to get okay. canceled for saying off with her head?
No.
Hopefully not.
Why would we?
I don't know. That's what I'm talking about, beheadings.
Oh, well. That's just sarcasm. Okay. Hi, Beth, Chelsea, and JC. I'm a longtime listener, but this is the first time I've had the chance to email. I firstly want to say thank you because y'all are what gets me through my work days. I hope this doesn't give away my identity, LMAO, but I wanted to say to Chelsea that our big three are so scary similar, so I always resonate with your feelings, etc., and it always makes me feel so seen. So thank you so much for that. Okay, so my secret, by the way, I was like, what is big three? And you told
me. Yeah, that's really nice. It's your sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign.
Nice.
Which, by the way, mine's Aries, Sagittarius. Sagittarius.
Taurus. Sartorius.
Sartorius.
She's like, and Jacob Sartorius.
And my rising is a Libra.
Nice.
Nice. Do you know yours?
I don't. I need to, because
you know
I don't
yours?
Know my exact
yeah.
date of birth.
What's yours? I'm a Leo, and then I get these two mixed up, but I'm a Virgo moon, and
Ooh.
Then I'm a Aquarius rising.
Nice.
So,
no clue what that
I'm
means.
I'm not sure
but,
about the Aquarius part of me, but
yeah.
that maybe scared me a little bit, but a Virgo makes me really organized. So
yes. the Aquarius is listening?
Oh, yeah. Sorry to all my Aquarius queens out there.
Why does
Very
that
unique.
Scare you? okay, not getting into it.
Aquarius slander?
I was like, we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings on here. And I love every Aquarius.
Every Aquarius. Okay, so my secret. So basically, I have been lying about my college degree for about a year now. I was supposed to graduate college last spring, but I last minute found out from my advisor that I still had 3 more classes left. I feel like this makes it so much more frustrating because they are not even classes I need for my major. They're the most basic classes, like literally Math 101, Writing, and Government 101 that I thought I already took my freshman year. But luckily for me, my graduate class ended up not even walking across the stage because of everything going on, so this has made it really easy for me to lie about it. I'm working a corporate
Whoa.
Job right now, and they believe I have graduated a year
oh.
ago, and it is probably the worst secret and heaviest weight on my shoulders ever. So I am actually currently taking the classes online while working full time, and I will actually fully be graduated in just a couple months. Thanks
okay,
for listening, and
bad.
Please don't call my boss. Ha ha.
Wait, wait. It's crazy that it's been all this time, but it's good that it's like in 2 months it'll be over, and then whew, you don't talk about it again.
Yeah, you don't have to
like
think about
it. They don't get away
anymore.
With it. Hopefully,
totally. I know. I thought she was gonna say like I'm never getting it.
I know. I was nervous. She'd say like a year from now still or something.
Well,
yeah.
no, we have a friend who completely lied about graduating college. Like she was like, oh yeah, my parents think I graduated,
no.
but I did not. Yeah.
You're honestly kidding. A move.
Crazy. A power move. Shopping for new clothes can be stressful. So why not let Stitch Fix make it easy by doing the work for you so you can spend time doing the things you love instead. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. It's a completely different and fun new way to find clothes that you will love to wear. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life, and it's the easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best. I love shopping, don't get me wrong, but I feel like sometimes it really can be, first of all, a very long process, a long, grueling process. And sometimes if you don't really know how to style outfits, which sometimes I feel like I'm good at sometimes, but other times...
You need someone to make the decisions for you sometimes.
Definitely. It's nice to have someone who knows your size and your style and just kind of do the rest for you. So you can try on pieces at home before you buy, keep what you love, and return what you don't. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included.
There's no subscription required. Try Stitch Fix once or set up automatic deliveries. You'll pay just a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards the pieces that you end up keeping. And there are no hidden fees ever, which is amazing. Stitch Fix has styles and clothing to fit any occasion for women, men, and kids. They ship all over the US and they're available in the UK as well. Get started today at stitchfix.com/whatwesaid and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/whatwesaid for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Hey guys, first of all, I'm obsessed with both of you. I could go on all day, but I'll get right into what you're really here for. Prepare yourselves.
Okay, I'm prepared. Okay.
I was dating my high school boyfriend, let's call him Tom, for 3.5 years and ended up going to a college that was right next to his. His best friend was a close friend of mine too. Let's call him Charlie. And he also went to the-
I can see where this is going.
When there's a male best friend,
He also went to the college my boyfriend went to. The three of us would hang out all the time and I slowly started to have feelings for Charlie. We hung out just us sometimes and would be a little flirty. Eventually, we started texting all day, every day to the point where I had to change his name in my phone.
That's when you know. If you are changing the name of the phone, you've gone- Like you, that's officially, you know, you've gone too far.
You have crossed the line. We always used the elephant emoji to reference the fact that it was the elephant in the room that we liked each other.
No.
One day in the summer, we hang out late at night and made out and told each other we loved each other.
What?
We didn't know what to do because Tom was literally his best friend since he was a kid. So we kept it a secret.
No.
For some reason, we just told ourselves it would end someday.
While you're saying I love you, it's like, I love you, but it'll end.
We had a secret affair for over a year. And I took his virginity. We planned our life together and fell so in love. We would have sleepovers in his dorm room, literally the door next to my boyfriend's
room.
It was the most horrible thing I have ever done. We would stay up all night in my car going between crying and being insanely happy. Eventually, we all went to study abroad in different places and I tried to kind of break up with Tom. She's still dating him, by the way, through all of this.
Girly.
Wow.
Charlie and I ended up meeting on school breaks in beautiful places like Malta, Ireland, and Germany.
But not you and Tom.
And had the time of our lives. At the end of the semester, Tom, Charlie, and another friend of ours and me met on a trip to Amsterdam. It all came out and I told Tom everything. He was absolutely horrified and shocked. It took him years to get over it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because like your best friend and your girlfriend, like those two people you trust the most, have been keeping a secret for over a year at that point. That's tough.
That's sad. Although it's the absolute worst thing I have ever done and hope I ever do, Charlie and I are ridiculously happy and have been together for 5 years and are getting married this fall.
Oh,
wow.
Tom and him are best friends again. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, very impressive.
Tom is a big man.
Yeah, we gotta get Tom's credit here.
Oh, wait, you guys. What? Tom and him are best friends again after a few years off, and he's one of Charlie's groomsmen. Let's just hope he doesn't make a speech, LOL. Haven't figured out how I'll explain to our kids how we met. Also surprised I haven't submitted my life for a steamy HBO series yet. Anyway, absolutely love your podcast so much. Please keep doing what you're doing. I talk to my fiance about you both all the time, and I swear his personality is the exact same as Leif's. Can't wait to see what you both...
Wow.
Cool.
I was going to say, though, like...
No, she sort of, like, cheated. She was just like, I had this crazy affair. We lied to my best friend. He's just like Leif.
Yeah. I see a lot of Leif, actually. Awesome. No, but you know what? I will say, good for you that you guys are soulmates, really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's tough. I think at the end of the day, it's like, you clearly, you guys are great for each other in a way.
Right.
Like, you guys are meant to be, or whatever you
want
to say.
Tom just got in the way.
But, you know, it's like, you could have broken up with him a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Poor Tommy. But otherwise, you know, good for you guys that you guys are in love and together in the end.
It is kind of crazy because I have heard of that happening, actually. It's like,
I know a thing or two. Yeah. About that.
Yeah. But you always.
In my family, but.
Yeah. You think that it's like the person that they cheat with is like, will just be a fling. Because it's just like, oh, they just like the excitement. And then sometimes it's like, no, they're literally soulmates.
Right.
Yeah. And
especially like that where it's gone on so long. Like for her, it's over a year, almost a year and a half.
Also, you're in college. You're not that old yet. It's like, you're almost still kids at like 23, 22.
Not even 23.
You're
probably
not even. Yeah. It's like, you're so young. Your brain is like literally not even fully developed. So you can't like,
you're going to make mistakes along the way.
Make the best decisions ever at that age.
Yeah, exactly.
You're also just probably not in a position to be mature enough to like have those hard conversations.
No.
So you're just like, this is easier at this moment, which I'm not excusing it, but.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense in a way.
Well, we're happy for you and Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
I don't fault
for
you for
now.
Falling in love with Charlie.
Yeah. And I didn't mean the joke. Him and Leif are probably both amazing people. I know Leif, obviously.
I'm not so sure about Leif, but I'm sure
don't know him.
Never met Leif, but I'm sure Charlie's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's encouraging that Tom could be best friends with, I was going to say Leif.
Yeah, Charlie, obviously
with
they're
Charlie. With Charlie.
Obviously they're, you know, mature people because they could work it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Kudos to everyone involved. So we're happy for you.
Sad I have another college themed one.
Yeah, oh, Tom's like rad.
Yeah, Tom's like cool.
We're like, you did the right thing.
He's like, really, bitch? He's like, that's the advice you got?
Cool. Please look at this DM we just got.
Read it. Or is it bad?
Why, they spell my name wrong? Cool.
Incredible. Literally so mean.
JC's fingers, baby. Kelsey's fingers, the nail emoji that's like gorgeous.
Literally a model.
Incredible.
Hand
that's
model.
Why we don't post photos with our hands next to each other.
Guys, why do you have to be so critical online? Can we just say that? Like,
yeah. You tell
them,
Beth.
There's no need to point out if you think it's someone's flaws, which I am not saying that JC's hands are her flaws, but if you think they are, there is no reason that you need to point that out. Like,
preach.
What if you are self-conscious about your butt or something? And then you get a DM and it's like, ew, really? You'd wear those jeans with that butt? It's like, cool.
I know.
Yeah,
it's so
that's
mean.
Like, that's
it just
actually
really
so
kicks
rude.
You when you're down.
Yeah.
Don't
it's
be actually, rude, you guys.
It's funny, though, to me, honestly.
Pitiful.
I'm like, it's hilarious. No, that comment doesn't actually hurt my feelings.
Well,
I
you
think
have a
it's
pretty
actually
tough
funny.
Skin. You've developed a pretty tough skin, I think, doing this, unfortunately. But she is still human, you guys.
Thank you.
And I'll protect her. I'm like the TikTok where it's like,
Beth is literally our mom.
Yeah, I'm mom.
Yes. She is
mom.
Mommy, but also baby.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's also like the Leo in me is baby and also daddy. It's like I'm both.
Ooh,
I am one and
baby
both.
And daddy.
I know.
I
have a little bit of
like,
me.
Huh?
I thought you were baby and daddy.
Would you say you're more
baby,
baby or more
daddy?
Daddy.
Wait,
which one?
Do you guys think I'm baby or daddy?
Wait, I don't even know what the heck we're talking about.
Okay,
what does that
okay.
mean?
Baby and daddy is like, if you say like I'm baby, it's like I want to be taken care of, like mm-hmm. can you do things for me, like I'm baby, you know. And
I hated
daddy's
that.
Like, daddy's baby. More like I'm dominant, like I make the decisions, like
I'm daddy,
like I'm in control, like more like you know, there's like
depends
daddy,
on the day.
Can you do that for me,
it depends on the day.
I think everyone has a bit of baby
everyone's
and daddy
couple.
In them,
yeah.
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 I'm like,
that's me.
I'm not going there.
I'm daddy.
I'm not going there. We're keeping this PG.
Okay.
I'm like, hurry, go to the next one before I spill the beans.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'll go to the next one then. This is another college one. She says, I used to steal all the time in college. I'm so ashamed.
A klepto?
Steal? Literally klepto. Yes.
Wait, I just learned that word today. Chelsea nice. Said, what if I was a, what is it? I already
a
forgot.
Kleptomaniac.
A klepto. Kleptomaniac.
Why have I never, I didn't know that what that word meant. But Chelsea's like, what if I was a klepto? I'm like, what first of all is that? She's like, if I stole from you all the time, I'm like, cool. She's like, what if I just stole your smiley face ring that you just bought? I'm like,
just wearing it.
Yeah.
Literally, you're like
I'm
expensive.
Like, I
new
would
top
notice
jewelry.
And punch you.
And her punch, guys, she has been
bragging.
Yeah,
using
it's
my
good.
Punch. Go
out
check
of
it
nowhere
out
today,
TikTok.
JC just
it's,
goes, I just want to fight somebody.
Yeah, I was scared.
I just really want to fight somebody. We're
well,
like, oh.
I'm just saying, here's the thing. I'm not an angry person. I just want to know how I would perform in a fight against someone of my stature, not someone, you know, a lot bigger than me.
You
want to
know.
Well, yeah. I'm just like, would I be horrendous? I've never punched someone.
I feel like, you
life.
Know what? You give me scrappy energy.
Yeah.
Scrappy.
Yeah. Okay. Like scrappy, like you'll fight to the death. Like you will not go down without a fight. Like if someone were to like come at you, you'd be scrappy. Like you'd be like, I'll use any and every means I have of like,
yeah,
you know?
I think I would.
It may not be like scrappy-do. Beautiful, but it'd be scrappy.
Call me scrappy doo.
Scrappy dappy doo, bitch. I'm so sorry. I have got to stop.
My nickname. My new nickname.
I'm down.
Nice.
I like it. Okay. Call me Scooby.
Call me Scooby. Just call me Shaggy. Cool.
Just wants to be included in everything.
Yeah.
Like, what can I be?
Okay, here's another one. I have a lip tattoo of my ex-boyfriend's name, and my boyfriend now doesn't know.
Huh?
Wow.
Wait, don't those fade? Tattoo. Don't those fade, though?
Yeah, those it has to go away.
But currently, it must not be faded enough.
Yikes, he doesn't know?
But current daddy like, honestly, does not know.
Daddy. Will he ever see unless you show him? Probably not.
No, I mean, no, unless you show him. Like, it's not possible.
Literally, you can't pull your lip down unless it's pulled down.
But how crazy? Like, you had a tattoo of your boyfriend and then you break up?
Oh,
can you see it? Can you see it if I was doing this?
You
maybe
could see
full
it.
Full blown.
Yeah. If you do a little pouty face.
Don't do the pouty face around him, girl.
Yeah, girl, don't do
or
that.
Or just a little bit. Just light.
Just do this.
Don't get lip injections.
Yeah, get lip injections, they come out the front.
Literally just says Nick on her front lip right here.
Okay, here's another one. I know my boyfriend and my best friend are cheating together, but I don't want to confront them.
I'm sorry.
Oh, see, yeah, this is when the detective work's got to come in even more. So you got to, this is manipulative.
No,
I guess. This is scary. I don't want to show the side of me. I want to show the daddy side of me. I'm just kidding. You have to almost plan something.
Yeah, you got to get proof. Get receipts.
Like, get them. There's a couple on TikTok who, it was a husband and two couples. And the husband of one couple was cheating with the wife of the other couple. And the other two people that were being cheated on,
they knew,
found out,
they, like set them up,
and they made a reservation to sit next to them at one of their dinner reservations.
No, they did not.
So they showed up, brilliantly showed up at the dinner. So do something like that, where it's like, you know, you can have a little fun. You might as well, but
might as well have a little
we
fun.
We talk about this. Like, what would you do if you walked in on being cheated on? Well, have you ever been cheated on, Beth?
No.
I'm like, that's good. I was about to text James.
No, I'm kidding. No, James is literally the sweetest angel on earth.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
As if you would not know that.
I just want to make sure that everyone listening to the podcast
What
knows.
Would you do if you walked in on them cheating on you?
Like, what do you actually think you'd do?
I think I would just stand in silent. Shock.
Yeah, same.
I think I'd like, just look and you, be like...
yeah.
Or cool. Would you like, would rage fill your body and you'd just be like...
For me, no.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Remember Chalet?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Talking about
her story was
fought.
Great.
Yeah.
Like, I loved when she
I'm like, honestly, that's maybe the energy I would have.
I feel
like
you I would.
Be, only because I've had dreams about
what you would do.
Catch Nick cheating on me. It did happen once at the movie theater. In my dreams, obviously.
At the movie theater.
In my dreams.
Yeah,
Chelsea,
I gotta clarify.
I've
dreams,
told her
dreams.
This before, maybe even on the podcast, but like, Chelsea will say stuff. I don't even want to say, I don't know how to explain this. But she'll be like, oh yeah, I would be crazy. Like, and I'm always like, I've never seen you.
Oh yeah, like I
be crazy
scream
around
or
me. Yeah, like I would scream. I'm like,
or yell.
I, no, I
yell.
Wouldn't scream.
No,
at
you would
them.
Scream. Was yell. You'd be like, yeah, if you're yelling, blah blah. And I'm like, you yelling?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like yeah. Like, and I told her, I'm like,
that's
I've
when I'm daddy.
Never
that's when I'm daddy.
Heard you yell a day in my life. Oh my gosh, I'm not even holding this mic very good either.
Really? Well, I'm like, maybe someday I'll get lucky.
Cool.
Just kidding. I don't.
I could see you acting like reacting. Like with some spice.
Yeah, it's
if
like
you saw it.
Even if you listen to me like react to a story,
yeah.
I'm like very animated.
I love it.
So it's really only, unfortunately, with the people I love the most. Like,
cool.
No,
you're not
no I'm just saying, like, the people I'm like literally like Nick and my mom,
yeah.
who I like really get
that
fired
animated.
Up on.
Not I think fired that up makes
on.
Sense.
But it's not like I'm like crazy. I'm like punching and stuff. It's, like,
no.
I'm not like a,
yeah.
you know. I'm not, but I do have a little bit of Aries in me. So, you know.
Yeah, you got a little spice,
a little
heat.
I feel
surface.
Like I am a little bit more like quick to.
Yeah. I would love to see. Not that I'm saying that I would love for Nick to cheat on you, but I would almost love to see your reaction.
It's like I'd love to see
just
you
because
suffer.
I feel like you would literally dish it out. Like you
yeah,
would make him suffer in the
well,
best
thank
way.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
It
suffer.
Is. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? But I wish that I was actually, I wish that I could just be quiet. Like if I walked
oh, really?
In and just be like. Okay, I'm never talking to you again. Give them the silent treatment. But
yeah.
I really feel like I would just go. Like
that's
I would
funny.
Just like
I feel
try and hurt their feelings as much as possible.
The same in reverse. Where it's like I wish that I would be able to like say something or do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would literally just be like so shocked that I would just be like And I would literally walk out of the room probably.
I know, but like,
I'd like what I just, for me, like, I don't know what, how I would like garner up the energy to do it, but I wish that I could.
I was just punching, like really picture punching. It. Really picture yourself walking in on that.
Yeah. Really get in like, that feeling.
Really think
really
about it.
Really sit in that feeling and then try body games tonight.
Really imagine like, what she looks like. Yeah.
Wait, I figured out the phrase, by the way. So Okay. Everyone that's sending me the TikTok, it's vibe on it. Really, really,
really, really
on
vibe on it.
And then remember that feeling. That's a TikTok that I'm always trying to say on this podcast. And I finally figured it out. So thank you for your DMs. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Remember how we were talking about to Leif? Because after you had that dream of Nick cheating on you, we were saying to Leif, like, do you have a guilty conscience? He's like, no. I'm like, cool.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, not at all. He's like, not really.
Yeah.
I said, so if you cheated on me, you wouldn't feel bad? He's like, yeah, I would feel horrible. But Yeah. But the way he was saying it.
Just so nonchalant.
Yeah. Because I said, I have the guiltiest conscience.
Yeah.
There is no way. I said, if I did anything, I don't think there's any way that I could come home and act normal with you.
Mm-hmm.
I would be so weird. And I would just like break down and be like, I did something horrible.
I have the worst poker face. Like, so to speak. Yeah.
I cannot lie to save my life. No. Like, I am so bad.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, I would, there's no way. And so we were talking about that. And then I asked Leif if he had a guilty conscience. He's like, huh.
He's like, not really, honestly. Like, do you feel guilt? He's like, mm-mm.
No, I'm perfect.
Which I told, you know, feeling guilt is a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Leif doesn't feel guilty for, like, a lot of stuff that I'll overthink and overanalyze. And I'll just be like, oh, this is so.
Like, beat yourself
up.
Yeah,
beat myself up. He's like, oh, I literally don't care. Like, if he was to do it himself, he, you know, be in the same situation as me, he's just like, doesn't give it a second thought, which
yeah,
sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Yeah, I think that's good. You give yourself some grace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Next one?
Yes.
I'm a new mom and I love my baby, but I actually don't like being a mom and miss my old life.
Ooh.
I feel like that's relatable to a lot of women.
I was going to say, I feel like that's more common than we think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that, I mean, I'm sure she has moments of not wanting to be a mom. I'm sure it's not overarching. She wishes she didn't have the baby, is what I'm just assuming, not putting words in your mouth. But mm-hmm. I feel like that is a...
Yeah, you miss the ease of life before you.
Yeah. We were just talking about how we know once we have kids, like, it's just going to change everything. And we can still live our best lives, but, you know, we can't do what we're doing right now.
It's a little less best.
It'll just be different. So... I'm sure it is a hard adjustment to get used to.
Totally.
And I think some people like dream about being a mom more. Mm-hmm. And for other people, it's like, oh, okay. Like, it's just kind of like expected that you do it. And I think it's like, you know, some people don't want kids. And some people, even when they have kids, it's like, I didn't really know what I was signing up for. And so it's just a huge transition. It's like,
totally. You
really don't know what to expect.
Exactly.
Another one. I break off branches from plants in doctor's offices and then propagate them at home.
Literally my mom.
Wow.
No, she doesn't do that, but she will forage. Like, we'll be driving down the street. She'll be like, I need that pompous grass. I'm like,
nice.
Respect.
Honestly, respect and economical.
Yeah.
Honestly, brilliant to break them off and then for free. You know how expensive plants are to buy?
Yeah.
True.
I'm like,
very I do not know how to propagate plants, though.
Same.
No, like, I literally tried. I just, like, didn't even look it up. I was like, you know, I just see people, like,
stick it in water.
Yeah,
right?
They just stick this stem in water.
Literally.
And it just literally turns brown and gross. I'm like,
okay. It dies.
That's not when what you it's supposed it. To look like.
Yeah, it's supposed to sound new gray. Life. Yeah.
Haunts me. Cool. Okay. Well, if anyone has tips, let me know because my plant app hasn't told me that yet.
Ask Kristen.
Okay.
She's a pro.
Told my friend I had a heart condition so that he wouldn't ask me to go running. Now he's my boyfriend of 4 years and still doesn't know.
You're lying. Excuse you could have said asthma. That would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, because then some days it's like better, right?
A heart condition.
No. Yeah. I'm like, I've been lying to you guys about asthma this whole time.
Yeah, cool.
Like, that's stuck going on hikes. No. I mean, asthma is just something that's a little bit more, it's not as severe as a heart condition. So it's a little, I'm just saying that would have been a better lie. Say I have asthma. I can't run.
Yeah, but heart condition.
That's funny.
She jumped to the 100 on that one.
But good excuse.
I got my mugshot taken in my What We Said hoodie.
No, you did not send us a picture of that right this moment.
Yes, you have to
send us a photo right now.
Also, what were you doing, girly?
Yeah, I would love to know what you got arrested for.
I love it.
You did not. That is so
crazy.
That is. I know. Well, I was gonna say that's like Britney level.
If you send it to us and allow us. We'll post it with an emoji over your face.
Whatever emoji you want us, the clown one, the sunglasses one.
Tell us what
the tongue sticking out to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know your vibe and we will do whatever you want.
Take care of it.
Mm-hmm. This is another good one.
Sorry, that was my toes on the blanket.
I once scratched my mom's car with the keys because we were running late and I got angry.
Ooh. Keyed the car because of it?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You're scary.
You got a little anger management.
You're daddy.
Daddy. When daddy gets a bad rap.
Yeah. Like, everything bad is daddy.
Yes.
Sorry, daddy.
I don't like my boyfriend's parents and we want to get married someday.
That's horrifying.
That is horrifying.
That's horrible when you're even dating and you have those feelings. It's like, ooh, it's going to get worse, sis. Once you're married, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why. I wonder if they're nice. You just like, I don't vibe with them.
Yeah. That's it's true. Like how, if what is nice, the level? Fine. What's the degree here? Like, is it just like, eh, just they wouldn't along. Be my first choice?
Or are they like mean?
They're horrible. Yeah.
We need more deets.
That's not easy.
We need more deets. Have we done a whole, we've done a whole episode on in-laws, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like we need another one of those.
Yeah.
So many people write in, especially when we do advice episodes.
Yes.
So many people write in about their in-laws.
That's tough with the in-laws because you marry the family.
Exactly.
Like you really can't go into the marriage being like, I don't like your parents, but I won't have to deal with them.
Or
like,
I want to deal with them.
Like, no, girl. You've got to deal with them.
Unless you literally move halfway around the world.
Yeah. And they'll still be calling probably every day.
Seriously.
So it's like, what do you want? You know, it's like you got to do your best to like 1 foot forward, you know? But
I know you got to pick and choose what hill you want to die on.
I know. Do you want a new boyfriend, a new family? Or you love him and you're going to find a way to stick through it.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it depends on how he feels about it as well.
Yes.
If he's like, what? Nothing wrong. Then it's like you're alone.
Yeah.
That's tough. That is tough.
Sure.
Okay. I have two boyfriends right now and they don't know about each other.
Oh. Two boyfriends.
Is it the girl Tom and
Charlie? Chuck? What was his name?
Chucky boy?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Tom and Charlie.
Really? Okay, this is my question about that. How do you handle two boyfriends?
Sounds exhausting.
That's exhausting.
That is a lot to juggle.
Oh my gosh.
And like, what if you accidentally slip up and like you're making out and you're like, oh, Tom. I mean, Charlie.
Oh, seriously?
Horrible.
Come on.
Gotta keep the name straight.
Yeah,
gotta
that's
keep
a lot.
The text straight.
Yes.
Gotta keep a lot of secrets.
Mm-hmm. And then especially when the name of the phone is wrong, like in the past, like the elephant one's like, oh.
My husband poops his pants like a few times a year.
Oh.
Huh? I'm so sorry.
That's not necessarily normal. So,
I mean, maybe it is.
A couple times a year, like to be funny, or
I don't think you control that way.
Interesting.
Okay. Do you think that if you tried right now, you could pee your pants?
Pee my pants?
Yeah, like on purpose.
Yes.
Well, I just peed right before this, so now, but
I could if I wanted to right now.
Wow.
Not to flex on you.
Yeah,
but
wow.
Hard flex. Okay, I'll do it right here in my bed.
Do you really think that you could do it?
Yes. If you have to pee, why couldn't you just pee in your pants?
I know, but like, it's hard to pee in your pants.
No, it's
hard
not.
To let yourself. It's like when getting stage fright. If there's someone else in the room and you like sit on the toilet and you're like, oh, I'm fine with peeing in front of someone. And it's like, actually you can't pee for a couple seconds just because it's like you have to like relax.
It sounds like you've thought about this.
Yeah, there was like a TikTok trend where it's like you had to let yourself pee your pants.
Uh-huh.
Like with what you're wearing right now.
It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah, but it's like, I would not want to because of the hassle of it.
Exactly.
So for that reason, I would not. But like, would it be easy to do it? Yes.
I'm like, well, I won't know until you tell us.
Just wants me to pee so bad. She's like, come on.
Incredible.
In the bed with her.
Yeah, that you sleep
She's like,
in?
Tonight. We'll
Amazing.
See.
Amazing.
You should try it.
I better wake up to a sopping wet bed.
Literally. Nasty.
A kink. Okay.
Ew.
When we've literally turned into call her daddy.
I know. We talked about foot fetishes.
Okay. I'm reading one last one.
Okay. Hit us.
I've read through my roommate's journals if they left it open on their beds or in an open space.
Ooh, that is a safe zone. And
that
you cross
that
the
is
line.
A crossing a line.
Not okay.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I genuinely feel like that's not cool.
No,
that's
no,
cool.
I don't think there's a world in which that's cool.
No,
I get cool. that you're curious. It's like,
yeah,
especially if there's something,
yeah,
that you are something specific you are curious about with them. It's like you kind of want.
Yeah,
to
you see
know.
A page open, it says your name or
right,
something.
Right. Like,
yeah, that on the other hand, if it said my name, you bet. You bet you're sweet.
You're like, that's an invitation, bitch.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm ready. Sign me up.
Yeah. No,
but that's not okay. You can't dig through people's personal
stuff
like that.
And like,
that's why
don't you think that's going to affect how you view them?
Exactly.
Oh, like, come on. Absolutely.
Also, this is why sometimes I'm scared to even write in a journal because I'm like, somebody
could see this.
Could see this.
I know.
100%.
Even when I was growing up as a kid, I remember thinking that. Like, I'm like, why would I write this down? That just seems like a recipe for disaster when I could literally just sit and pray and no one else hears it but God. I'm like,
great note to end on. No, it's true.
I was like,
though.
You could just burn it. You know that there's that. Have you seen that book that has gone? I've mentioned TikTok so many times today, but
we love TikTok.
I'm actually trying to get off my phone more, obviously, but it's a burn book, basically like a diary that you write down. It's like really deep questions and you answer it like so you, no one else read it. And when you're done filling out the book, you literally burn it.
Whoa. Hmm. That would probably be so therapeutic.
Wouldn't it be so therapeutic?
Yes. That actually sounds kind of nice.
I want to do that now.
Yeah.
Sign me
I
up.
Do too. But I'm also scared in the meantime while I'm writing it, someone's going to find it.
Yeah, I know. Do you guys remember like just classic 2000s kids, like when you were growing up, the commercials that would play? That would be for like diaries that had like locks on it. But like not just like your typical.
I was going to say.
Like it was girly and like bubbly and like plasticky.
Or ones that even were voice recognition.
Yes. Like there were so many. I just remember there were so many versions of that when we were growing up. And I even got one at one point. It was like.
Really?
So I literally felt like I was the coolest person on earth. Like
well,
it was like
were.
The height of like Spy Kid vibes. You know?
Yes.
Spy
like kids. All the techie stuff. Do you guys remember those ATM banks? That were like
that you could have
like this bit, that you could, like piggy banks, like piggy banks, so it looks like an ATM, and you could like and enter could, in the money and stuff. I was obsessed.
Yes, you guys know what we were talking about earlier, me and Chelsea. Sorry, Chelsea, I'm exposed you on this.
What? Point. Okay,
Chelsea never had a hit clip when she was a kid. Did you ever have a hit clip? I know we just
when
said earlier we gotta stop doing that, but no.
I'm like,
literally,
I'm ashamed.
Everyone, please.
Actually, it sounds very familiar to me, though. What is a hit clip?
Okay. Well, everybody who is a millennial that is listening, please back me up on this.
Beth is a year older than us.
I know. Old. I am like 6 months older, so in my generation. But please like comment on like the Instagram post today or something and back me up.
Get our
if you had hit
up.
Clips, back me up, okay? Because hit clips were the vibe, literally like in 2002. Okay.
So explain what they were because I had no clue.
She had no clue. It's literally, so remember that there was a time that we had no iPods. Okay. Mm-hmm. We had no iPods. When we were growing up, it was CDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hit clip then came out after the CDs where it was basically like a Walkman, like say, or like an iPod. Okay. But something like that before the iPod that you could hold onto or like put in your pocket or like,
how big
clip
was it
on your jeans? This big, small, like a few inches,
like the size of your palm.
Yeah, like literally just your palm.
Okay.
And then it would have headphones attached and it would have just a tiny slot for like a quarter shaped. It was a square, but like a quarter shaped little like almost like what
CD
was that called?
Kind of
like, yeah, like a CD, but it wasn't shaped. It's a square shape. So kind of like what are those called? Floppy disk almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a mini floppy disk that you would insert into the main thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be each thing you'd put in would be one hit song. That's it.
Oh.
So you would collect a million hit songs and then you would just like switch them in and out.
I totally,
iconic.
This looks so familiar. It's like, I definitely did not have one, but that is.
Look at how cute it is.
Oh my God.
And they're called clips because they have the little wire attached with a clip on it.
That's so you kind of unlocking a weird memory for me. Oh. But I never had one for sure.
I don't remember that.
But I felt like the coolest person in the world in my hit
clips.
That's
honestly like my dream come true. When I love a song, I will listen to it a million times in a row.
Same.
And like, I will literally try and overcome that toxic habit.
Yeah.
And I will be like, I'll listen to another song. Like I've listened to this too many times. I can't.
Can't.
I want to go back to it.
We were like that in high school too. It's all we would get fixated on like two songs. We just listen to them over and over and over.
No, there was literally a Spotify campaign, you know, like at the end of the years where they would like say things like, oh, to the person who did this or the person who listened to this place, whatever. I am not kidding. There was one about me. I am not kidding. That was like, I'm trying to remember the song. It was, oh, what's the song about Ibiza? Took a bill in Ibiza. Yeah. You know, whatever. There was literally when that song came out, I was like, oh my gosh, this song is so good. Literally played it non-effing stop. There was a Spotify campaign at the end of the year. It was like, to the person that listened to I Took a Pill in Ibiza 88 times on February 12th. And that was literally me. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I literally listened to songs to death. A single song just like you. It's like.
Wait, I'm screaming. Like actually was about you.
I'm not kidding. It was 100% about me. I swear to the Lord on high. I am not kidding. I'm not kidding. Bible. Like it was me. That is my claim to fame. Okay.
Claim to fame.
When that's a bigger secret than
when
literally being a secret child.
Flex, yeah. when literally my like my family secrets are nothing. When I'm just like on Spotify Wrapped, I'm like, thank you.
That literally is crazy.
Yeah, that is truly my biggest flex.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're gonna wrap it up because we've been talking Oh, wow. We've been talking for over an hour. We're crazy.
Wow.
We're
crazy.
What time is it?
We're silly.
It's 11:18. We're quirky. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Beth, for joining us.
Aww, we go to bed. We're going to the gym at 6 a.m. Right, ladies?
We are not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I'm like, don't reveal too much, remember?
Yes.
We have a perfect routine.
Perfect morning routine. Mm-hmm. And perfect lives.
No flaws.
We're kidding, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to go to our Instagram if you want to see our New York City trip. We'll do a little highlight on our Instagram. So go to @whatwesaidpodcast. You can check out our New York trip and you can see some fun photos. Also,
wait, merch. Sorry, what? When you're talking about that. Remember last week's episode, we were like, what if we didn't take any photos in New York?
Someone commented on my TikTok.
It's been 24 hours, literally.
That's
my
all
phone
done.
Storage is like, please delete more photos.
That's literally all I've done. That's all
and
I've done.
I also deleted a million photos on the plane as well. Literally Same. Getting rid of my wedding videos.
So you can make space.
The most
so
important make TikToks. Things
for OOTD.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, yeah, merch. If you guys want to shop our merch, we still have.
And if you
want to
get arrested in it, go ahead.
And a what? Arrested. Exactly. You can have the best mugshot of your life. Mm-hmm. It'll be linked in the show notes. It's also on our Instagram, but there will be a link for you. We have hoodies that say, that's going to be a no from me. We have sweats that say nope on
They're
them.
They're really freaking cute.
They're really cute. They're very comfy, very cozy. We also have beanies that say what we said. If you guys are interested, check them out.
Also, there is a bundle sale going on right now. So you get Is it 20% off?
Yeah, if you buy a beanie and the sweat set, you get 20% off everything. So if you guys want everything. Also, beanies are great for guys. So if you have a man in your life who loves what we said, you know, you get the sweat set for yourself and give the beanie to him. Or you can wear it. Doesn't matter. But our merch will only be available for a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want it, check it out. But thank you guys for listening. We love you. And...
That's what we said.
Hey, I jumped in on it.
On her phone. Texting.
On her Instagram stories, even worse. I'm
screaming. Well, sorry.
The attention span.
You're kind of going on and on about the word.
Of a snail.
When we know people skip through the outro because even Beth skips through it in person.
In person.
Oh my gosh. Cool. But I listen to every episode, you guys. I just skip the outros, okay?
You skip the outros. Cool. Good stuff happens in the outros.
Well, I know it all. I'm
Don't
involved.
Tell me you skip the ads too, Beth. Don't tell me you skip the ads.
Don't tell me we
Don't
can't
come
hear
for
that.
Me, guys.
Okay, we love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.